stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
WJTL, pretty cool how they turned O Holy Night into Agnus Dei.
Like seamlessly.
Yeah, building 429 there. Jordan Flea's Faith before that. Good morning, Minnie and Fred with you. Happy Tuesday at 7:03.
And we want to let you know that WJTL raises a significant portion of our support during this last month of the year, and you're needed. Fred and I invite you to send your end-of-the-year donation today to WJTL, 1875 Junction Road, Manheim, PA, 17545. You can even make a pledge or donation online, and that's at WJTL.com. Thank you so very much.
This morning, our very special guest is with We Help Children. Jen Martin is the U.S. Director. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
How
Hi, Jen.
Are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Good.
How are you?
Even though we just met, I feel like we're friends because you're already showing us pictures of your little guy and your dog and your husband. And
we're bonded.
Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to?
My husband and my son, who he's only 9 months. But if he was listening, say hi to him. My family, my in-laws.
Yeah. Drew and Cindy.
Drew and Cindy. Yeah.
Very cool. Tell us about We Help Children.
So Drew and Cindy are the directors. They moved there in 2011 to Guatemala. So that's when they really took off with the mission. The two goals of We Help Children that they always have in mind is providing help to abused and underprivileged kids in the worst places and situations. And then also a big part of that is training the caregivers of those kids and families how to help those children recover from the abuse and trauma that they've been through.
And you grew up going to Guatemala with your family.
I did, yeah. My dad was very much involved in Guatemala, so that's how I got the opportunity to go. And a piece of my heart was left there. The first time I was there, I was 10. So.
Yeah, and you feel like every time you go back that you belong there.
Yeah, I really do. I feel a connection to the culture, the people, and I guess like my past as well, having gone through a lot in my life, I can connect with those that were abused and traumatized. So that's where, that's why my heart is so involved in the mission.
Any great stories about how God has worked through the mission?
There's so many, but one that sticks out in my mind the most was about 2 years ago. I was there last. And there was a girl, a young teenage girl, who through a translator app, we were able to talk. So it kind of took a while because we had to translate everything.
Yeah.
But in the conversation, she opened up to me about her past, and it was very similar to some of the things I've been through. And God just really restored me. I mean, His grace. I was listening to a song on the way here, just Amazing Grace, just a rendition of that. And it's so true. And so I was able to share that with her, and she came to know God, and it was just such a powerful moment in my life, more than I think she realizes. So, I mean, I know it wasn't her life. It was a turning point. We can still talk over Facebook Messenger. So
how cool is that?
It is. It's awesome.
It's pretty amazing. The translation apps are pretty amazing, too.
They are. Yes. Yeah.
If folks want more information about We Help Children, they can visit you online.
Yes. Yep. WeHelpChildren.org. So it's that simple. The website is the name of the mission.
Easy. So the Step Back in Time Christmas Ball is coming up. Jen's going to tell us all about that. In the meantime, visit We Help Children.